The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 28, Text Number 64, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 17th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 28, Text Number 64. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Evang samanaso hangso hangsena pratibhodita svastastadvyabhicharena nashtamma papunasmritim Evang samanaso hangso hangsena pratibhodita svastastadvyabhicharena nashtam apapunasmritim.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this way, both swans live together in the heart. When the one swan is instructed by the other, he is situated in his constitutional position. This means he regains his original Krishna consciousness, which was lost because of his material attraction. Purport. Here it is clearly stated, hangso hangsena pratibhodita. The individual soul and the super soul are both compared to swans, hangsa, because they are white or uncontaminated. One swan, however, is superior and is the instructor of the other. When the inferior swan is separated from the other swan, he is attracted to material enjoyment. This is the cause of his fall down. When he hears the instructions of the other swan, he understands his real position and is again revived to his original consciousness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna comes down, avatar, to deliver his devotees and to kill the demons. He also gives the sublime instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita. The individual soul has to understand his position by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, because the text of Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood simply by academic qualifications. One has to learn Bhagavad Gita from a realized soul. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Thus, one has to select a bona fide spiritual master and become enlightened in his original consciousness. In this way, the individual soul can understand that he is always subordinate to the supersoul. As soon as he declines to remain subordinate and tries to become an enjoyer, he begins his material conditioning. When he abandons this spirit of being an individual and owner or enjoyer, he becomes situated in his liberated state. The word svasta, meaning situated in one's original position, is very significant in this verse. When one gives up his unwanted attitude of superiority, he becomes situated in his original position, The word tad-vyabhacharena is also significant, for it indicates that when one is separated from God due to disobedience, his real sense is lost. Again, by the grace of Krishna and Guru, he can be properly situated in his liberated position. These verses are spoken by Srila Narad Muni, and his purpose in speaking them is to revive our consciousness. Although the living entity and the super soul are one in quality, the individual soul has to pursue the instruction of the super soul. That is the state of liberation. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha So, we can't make it on our own. Even if we think we can make it on our own. We are not competent to make it on our own back to Godhead. Therefore, we are advised herein to select a bona fide spiritual master and become enlightened in our original state of consciousness. How does that happen? That happens by the mercy of the spiritual master. When he is pleased by the service attitude of the disciple, then he bestows all blessings for spiritual advancement upon that disciple. So this service attitude is very important. Not that I approach the Guru to get what I want out of him for myself. But I approach how I can serve the spiritual master, how I can please the spiritual master. That's the secret. Not that my Guru and I, we are on equal footing. Shishi Nitai Gora Chandra Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Damodar Ki Jai. One has to be subordinate to the spiritual master. Humbly submit oneself at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. This is the way that one will actually qualify to get the full mercy of the spiritual master. And one has to make sure the spiritual master is bona fide also. One should not blindly accept a spiritual master. one has to see, is he actually presenting the teachings of Krishna. Therefore, it is stated that one should study the spiritual master for 6 months to see if he is actually genuine. Because in this Kali Yuga, it's very easy to find a guru who can take away your money. It is very difficult to find a guru who can take away your anxieties. That is the bona fide spiritual master. He's not interested in your money. He's not interested in any number of disciples. He simply wants to serve, that's all. He wants to save the disciple from his suffering condition, that's all. So the world is full of these charlatans nowadays who take the position of guru and then cheat their disciples. You see, this is a very bad situation right now in the Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada explains that because we don't have religious government, therefore these rascals, they go on unchecked. The government is meant to restrict such bogus gurus, you see. But because the government men themselves are bogus, they have no potency to restrict the bogus gurus. During the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was one bogus guru. And he was creating political problems for the British. So the Britishers asked Bhaktivinoda to take care of this bogus guru. Bishakeshena. He was posing to be an incarnation of God. He had mystic power. He could make sparks fly out of his head. And people were mystified by this yogi. He had one camp also. And all the followers, they were there, you see. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came to that camp along with some constables. And they grabbed this yogi and they put him in a little wagon and they dragged him to the jail. And this yogi, he had great powers. He actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's whole family became sick on the verge of death. By dint of the yogi's curse. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur wasn't going to back down. And then in the courtroom, somebody, he had this long yogi hair, you see. So somebody came and they cut his hair off in the courtroom. They gave him a haircut. And he lost his shakti. He had his shakti invested in his hair somehow or other. Anyway, he ended up dying in jail. He lost all of his mystic powers, you see. So, sometimes we see the government, in that case, the government did actually curb down the bogus guru. But nowadays they are not doing. It's become so bogus now, they're having homosexual priests. Homosexual bishops. Bishop is a head. Like there's one in the Episcopal Church in the U.S. that the state of one state of Vermont. It's a very big the leader of the church for that whole part of the country is he's a gay priest. You see. So it's becoming so degraded. You see. The most degraded debauchee type people. They're considered spiritual leaders.
Patys labiausiai degradavę žmonės, jie laikomi lyderiai visuomenės.
So there's a great need for this Krishna consciousness movement to preach. To flood the world with these wonderful books of Srila
Prabhupada.
To flood the streets of the cities with ecstatic Harinam Sankirtan. And profuse prasad distribution. Because these activities will purify the atmosphere. And curb down these rascal so-called spiritual leaders who are nothing but cheaters. They're supposed to be teachers, but instead they are cheaters. In English language, the word cheater and teacher, in the middle the letters are all the same, but in the end, teacher begins with a T and it ends, it has a CH on the M. So if you switch the CH and the T, then it becomes cheater.
Ir anglų kalboje šitie du žodžiai, cheater ir teacher, kurie reiškia apgavikas ir mokytas, labai panašus ir užtenka tik tai sukeisti porą raidžių ir jie tą pat, tokia pat gaunas.
So we simply have, they've switched it from teacher to cheater. Now we have to switch it back from cheater to teacher.
Ir žmonės perjungia dabar tie mokytojai nuo mokytojo.
So, who will those teachers be? That's you. We're training you to be the teachers. So that you can guide the people how to become Krishna conscious. How to get out of their miserable condition. Just like last night, we went to one city. What was the name of that city?
Mariampane.
And so many people came. We advertised a lecture on how to a spiritual crisis and how to solve it. The hall was packed. Every seat was taken. People want to know how they can overcome their difficulties in life. So we must have proper spiritual teachers who can teach them how to surrender to Krishna. We explained to them, because they're religious leaders, they teach them to pray to God for material things, you see. Give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me. That is their mantra. But our mantra is, how can I serve you, my Lord? You see, this is pure bhakti. Please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This understanding is lacking in the society. They simply take God as their order supplier. They don't think that they are supposed to do something for God. They just want God to do something for them. So, what is the good of such God consciousness? You will get your material desires fulfilled, but you will continue to rot in the cycle of birth and death. The devotee, he gives up, he doesn't harass God, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me. He simply begs, please engage me in service. Give me service, give me service, give me service, Krishna. He begs somehow, please engage me in service, my Lord. So in that mood, Krishna gives everything to such a person. Because that person wants to engage everything in Krishna's service. For the neophyte spiritualist who approaches God for material things, Krishna will not give so much facility. But for that person who has completely no material desires, he's completely free from all material desires. Krishna will give that person, that devotee, unlimited facility. Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Das when he was a young brahmachari, he said that Krishna can give you all of America within 1 minute, but what you will do with it? In other words, Krishna has the power to give the whole world to ISKCON right now. But we can't even manage ourselves here in Kaunas, what to speak of the whole world. We disagree with one another, we find fault with each other, you see. We can't even get along perfectly here in Lithuania, see. So we have to show Krishna that we can live as an ideal family of Vaishnavas in perfect loving relationships. That whatever He is giving us, we can manage it very, very nicely. With love and trust, with feelings of nice cooperative spirit, we can work together as a family all over the world, you see. And then Krishna will give us more facility, more facility, more facility. We can have in every city, we can have 25 temples in every city. The Christians have, how many Christian churches are there here? In this town? Any estimate? Does anyone know? How many?
10?
More than that. Maybe 50, you see. 15. So, 15? That's a small number. In America, there's hundreds in one town, hundreds of churches. But, you know, if they can have, if the Christians can have 10 or 15 churches in a medium-sized city like Kaunas, why we can't have, you know, 25 or 30 Hare Krishna temples. So in every neighborhood, everybody can go to Mangalarti. See, we have to think how we can expand this movement by wonderful, by whatever Krishna has given us now, engage it in a very, very wonderful way. Whatever we have now, utilize it in the best possible first-class way. And then Krishna will say, oh, you're managing so nicely what I have given you. Now I will give you more. Just like in America, the parents, they will give the children an allowance, a weekly, some money every week for their, that they can spend on how they like to spend it. Did they have that system here in Europe also? They give allowance, the parents give the kids some money every week? They call it allowance. They do that here in Lithuania? Yeah.
They do, but...
They do, okay.
Not officially, but...
They do it here also. It's a custom also in Europe? Not so much?
Not regularly.
Yeah, when I grew up in America, that was a standard thing. The parents would give the kids a weekly allowance. So... My weekly allowance was 5 cents, 1 nickel, you see. Practically nothing, but you know. The idea is the parent wants to train the child how to spend money nicely. To open a savings, they had me open a savings account in the bank so I could put my pennies in the bank, you know. So anyway, the point is, If the child spends his allowance very nicely, then the parents will increase the allowance. Oh, my dear son, you're spending your one nickel very wisely. You're putting into a savings account every week. So I will increase your allowance. I will give you 10 cents every week. So, if another child, though he spends it very, not very wisely, then his allowance does not increase. In fact, it may even go down, you see. So Krishna reciprocates with his children like that. Whatever facility he has given them, if they use it wisely in his service, he will give them more facility. And if they use that in an unwise way, he cuts back on his supply. This is why Prabhupada one time said, more difficult than collecting money is spending it properly. So whatever money comes by Krishna's grace, Prabhupada is telling us we must spend it properly. Because then Krishna will give us more and more and more money to use in his service. This is the secret of becoming rich. Engage all Lakshmi in the service of Narayan. And then you become wealthy. When Lakshmi is being used in the service of Narayan, she never goes away. But those who use Lakshmi for sense gratification, she is called chanchala or unsteady. She will not remain because she's not being engaged in Narayan's service. But those who engage Lakshmi in the service of Narayan, Lakshmi never goes away from them. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Sometimes when I'm engaging in devotional service, I make some plan for the day, but during the day I start doing different things not according to the plan, but the result is good somehow or other by the help of Super Soul. So I wanted to ask how to learn to hear the voice of Super Soul and make good plans and work according plans.
The more you become absorbed in Krishna consciousness, the Super Soul becomes more and more, these directions of the Super Soul become gradually more and more clear. The directions of the Super Soul are already there, actually. But because we are still covered by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, we cannot discern the instructions of the Super Soul. Therefore, we require the external manifestation of the Super Soul. Do you know who is that?
I would like you to explain.
That's the spiritual master. He is the external manifestation of the Super Soul. So, by obeying your spiritual master's orders, you become perfectly connected with the Super Soul. Even though right now you're too blinded to connect on your own with the Super Soul. So by faithfully serving your spiritual master's order, you will gradually become completely conscious of the directions of the Super Soul.
palaipsniui pradėsite pilnai suvokti super sielos pamokymus.
And you will see that they are 100% exactly the same thing as what your spiritual master is telling you.
Ir pamatysit, kad jie 100% sutampa su tuo, ką jums sako dvasinis mokymas.
But it's not that you think, well, now that I'm pure, now I can just, I can get rid of the guru and just, just me and the super soul from now on.
Bet tai nereikš, kad kai dabar aš jau tyras ir todėl dvasinį mokyti jau man nereik.
That is the program of the Mayavadis. They take the guru as a ladder. You climb up the ladder, you get on the branch and kick the ladder away, you see.
Jie guru priema kaip kopečias, užlipi ant kopečių, o tada gali jas ir nuspirti.
But we pray every day, my only desire is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth.
Bet mes kasdieną meldžiamės, kad te trokštų vieno, kad dvasinio mokto žodžiai palytų mano sąmonę.
So even when the disciple becomes a completely pure devotee and he can directly hear the super soul's instructions,
ir net tada, kai mokinys tampa tyras, atsidavęs ir gali girdėti super sielą,
he still wants to hear the super soul's instructions coming through the medium of his spiritual master.
Jis vis tiek dar trokšta ir toliau klausyti savo dvasinį moktą, per kurį reiškiasi super siela.
He finds that more sweet.
Yeah, jam tai dar saldžiau.
This is like Shuka, the parrot.
Tai yra papuga.
When he pierces the mango fruit with his beak, it becomes even more sweet.
Kai su savo snapeliu jį perkerta, reiškia persiką, tai tas persikas dar pasaldėja.
So our great acharya of presenting Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami.
Ir mūsų didysis acharya, kuris mums Bhagavatam pristato,
he is known as Shuka not for his ability to simply repeat what Srila Vyasadeva spoke.
Jį vadina Shuka ne dėl to, kad jisai paprasčiausiai kartoja žodis į žodį, ką pasakė Srila Vyasadeva.
But he is known as Shuka because by his speaking the Bhagavatam, he became even sweeter.
Bet jis žinomas kaip Shuka, nes kai jis sakė Bhagavatam, jį dar pasaldėjo.
Than when it was spoken by Vyasadeva.
Negu tada, kai kalbėjo Vyasadeva.
So that is called parampara system.
Ir tai vadinas parampara sistema.
Vyasadeva speaks it.
Vyasadeva išsako ją.
It is sweet.
Tai saldu.
Shukadeva speaks it. It is very sweet.
Shukadeva išsako labai saldu.
Suta Goswami speaks it. It's even more sweet.
Suta Goswami išsako dar saldu.
And it comes down, down, down. Every time it is spoken, it becomes even more sweet.
Ir taip eina, eina į apačią ir kuo
daugiau. And more sweet, and more sweet, and more sweet, and more sweet.
Ir taip vis saldžiau ir saldžiau.
So even though the fully self-realized devotee can hear directly the instructions of the super soul,
ir nors tyras save suvokęs atsidavęs gali tiesiogiai girdėti super sielos pamokymus,
he's more eager to hear the instructions of the super soul coming through the medium of his spiritual master.
Nepaisant to, jis labiau trokšta klausyti dvasinio mokyto kaip super sielos pasireiškimo.
Because that makes them more sweet.
Nes tai padaro procesą labiau saldų.
Does that answer your question?
Tai atsako jūsų
klausimą. Any other question?
The first question is that you have mentioned about the spiritual dog in Mayapur that was going to the temple.
Spiritual
dog. Devotee dog.
Yes, the dog, that's right. That's that dog, that amazing dog, yes, in Mayapur. Yeah.
And I also saw one dog who was going to Harinams, and I wanted to ask, what is the destination of these dogs? Will they go to spiritual world or take human body?
That depends.
They priklauso.
Prabhupada says an animal that dies in the holy dham, they go directly to get back to Godhead.
Prabhupada sakė, kad gyvūnai, kurie miršta šventoj dhamo, eina tiesiogiai pas Dievą.
Just like that one dog who he left his body in Jagannath Puri.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, tas šuo, kuris Jagannath Puri paliko kūną.
He went directly back to Godhead.
Jis nukeliavo tiesiogiai pas Dievą.
It's confirmed by, you know, Krishna in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita taip pat
vyksta. So it depends.
Taigi priklauso.
He could, but in any case, he's making great progress.
Bet kuriu atveju jis daro didžiulę pažangą.
Let's say you go on Harinam and there's some local, you know, Lithuanian dog who somehow is attracted to the Harinam party.
Sakykime, einat jūsų Harinamą ir vietiniai lietuvių šunės, reiškia, jie pas jūs labai susidomi.
If he doesn't go back to God, at least he'll become a human being in his next birth and become a devotee in his next lifetime.
Jeigu jis negrįš pas Dievą, tai bent jau taps gaus žmogaus kūną ir tada grįš.
So we do Harinam, we can, do you have a zoo here? You can do Harinam, if they let you do Harinam through the zoo and bless all the animals, you see. Next question.
Yeah.
Huh?
Kaunas City.
What is it?
Isn't this Kaunas City a bigger zoo? Yes.
Actually, there was a popular song back in the 70s called At the Zoo. It described how this whole material world was a big zoo. And every type of person was a different type of animal. It's called At the Zoo. So, yeah, so this is a big zoo. We're living in the middle of a big zoo. And there's all these different types of animals here. There's dvipada pashu, two-legged animals. And then there's the tripada pashu. When they get old, they use the cane, you see. So that's called three legs. Bhagavatam has very nicely described these animals. Shvavidvara ushtra karai sangstutak purushak pushu narjata karma pato peto jatu nama gadagrajaha. Those men who are like Savaka, Svinya, Verblut, and Ashyol. Do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. The deliverer from all evils. So if somebody doesn't want to hear about Krishna, you can immediately understand he is pashu, he is animal. Those who are eager to hear about Krishna, they are the human beings. Even if they're not devotees yet, if they're innocent people, and they, yes, tell me about, just like last night, there was they weren't devotees, but there's a hall full of people. They're all eager to, respectfully, they enjoyed hearing about Krishna. They were attracted, you see. So they are waking up to become the human beings by being attracted to Krishna Katha. But those people say, I don't want to hear anything about it, just leave me alone, don't hear anything about it. They are simply animals. So any other questions?
Yeah. We had many little cats in our family. And we used to bring Mahaprasadam from the temple and feed them. And after that, they just left their bodies.
Ah, very good.
So, why is it?
That means they took human birth? Krishna blessed them. After they got their prasad, now they take birth as human beings. Yeah.
During the last time, I'm experiencing a sense of not wanting to do anything. I would like to do something, but just cannot do anything. How could I fix
for Krishna?
Krishna kažką padaryt ar apskritai kažką. In any sense, do anything.
That means you're under the spell of tamaguna.
Reiškia, kad jūs reiškia esate tamagunos šitam neišmanimo kaip tas.
So you have to beg the devotees, please engage me in some service. Just beg the devotees, please give me some service to do. Can I sweep the floor? Can I clean the toilet? Please give me some service. Tamaguna is miserable. It's miserable in the beginning and it's miserable in the end. So you got to become active, Maharaji. So beg the devotees to give you some service to do. Just do something for Krishna. And you know what? You'll get a wonderful taste when you do that. You'll become inspired. You go, wow, this is ecstatic. Give me more service. You see, in this way, just beg the devotees to and give you some service. And put your heart and soul into that service. Alright?
I associate with many centers, and I experience one thing that people do not want to accept me, and therefore I do not feel that desire.
I accept you.
I should priyam.
So you're accepted. I accept you. Good. Give her this garland. Put it on her around her neck. Yeah. Put it on her neck. Yeah. Now you can offer dab down and offer. Yes, I accept your service. So now you chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Do you chant on the beads every day?
Actually, I am engaged more in another center. I come here rarely.
Do they accept you?
Mostly there are financial problems because everything has to be paid for.
Yeah, we don't charge you any money. We don't want to take your money. We just want to take your anxieties, that's all. So you give your heart and soul here. That is the service that I request of you. You give your heart and soul here. Because only one thing we want to take away from you, and that is your anxiety. All right, we'll stop here. We thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Maharaj Ki Jai.